Oh, baby! You mean you're quarantined in your hotel room for 2 whole weeks? And here I was hoping you'd be back home in time for your birthday. I was planning a special surprise for you. Oh, I can't tell you, silly. Then it wouldn't be a surprise. Oh, I know, baby. I miss you too. Really? You just got out of the shower? What are you wearing? Oh, you are so bad. Lying there in the bed without a stitch on. Me? Why, I'm wearing my bikini swimsuit. The white one. You know, the one you said I shouldn't wear in public because you can see my nipples through the thin material. It doesn't have a lining, remember? And the cold water makes my nipples pebble right up and poke through. You said I looked obscene in it. That when I wear it, all you can think about is fucking me. Did you say something, baby? I thought I heard a moan. Well, I'm not exactly alone now. My sister's visiting. We thought it would be a good time for her to come and stay a while, since you were going to be away. You remember my sister, don't you? Yeah, that's right. My younger sister, with the really big tits. Well, they've gotten even bigger now that she's all grown up. Yeah, I think they're at least triple D's by now. They're even bigger than mine. And I know how much you love my big tits, baby. Remember when she was in high school and she would come visit us and you would stand by the kitchen window and look out over the patio and watch her sunbathe by the pool? And how she used to take her top off so she wouldn't get a tan line? And how you would just stand there and pull your cock out and masturbate in the kitchen while you watched her put suntan lotion on. And how you really liked watching her oil up her big tits so she wouldn't burn her nipples. I was standing there, right behind the door, watching you. But you didn't know that. I was watching you watch her as you stroked your cock. You didn't see me, but I could see you looking out the big picture window, and I could see my sister, too, lying on the lounge chair, naked from the waist up, her hands stroking her clit through her bikini bottoms as she massaged her tits, rubbing in the suntan oil, and you there stroking your big cock, wishing you dared to go out there and rub the lotion on yourself, and maybe do other stuff, too. I wouldn't have minded, honey. In fact, I've been thinking. I think we need to rev up our sex life. So that's why when my sister asked if she could bring her boyfriend, I said yes. So now it's just the three of us here while you're all alone in your hotel room, baby. You haven't met him yet. I was saving that for the big surprise. Oh, he's taller than you. Broader in the shoulders, too. And he makes me laugh when he says outrageous things to me. Oh, you know, stuff. What stuff? Well, I really can't repeat it word for word, but, I don't know. He tells me that he thinks I'm sexy, even though I'm older than him. And he tells me that I have a sexy body. And how he really loved it last night when the three of us went skinny dipping in the pool under the moonlight. And how he's always wondered how sex would be with an older woman. And even with 2 women at the same time. And how his cock is so big that my sister can't take it all. Her cunt is too small. And how he loves her big, huge tits, but he can't fuck her properly. He can only get part of his cock inside of her. But she's a great cocksucker, and he loves to fuck her huge tits. And how he longs to be able to fuck another woman. A woman who can take all of his man meat. And how, since me and my sisters are so close, that maybe I wouldn't mind sharing her boyfriend. Are you still there, baby? I thought I heard you groan. Oh, okay. Just a muscle cramp. Yeah, I get those too sometimes. So anyway, last night by the pool, we were out drinking and lounging around and taking quick dips in the pool because it was still so hot outside, when my sister kind of dozed off in the lounge chair while Jack and I were horsing around in the pool. And pretty soon, I don't know how it happened, but my little white bikini top came undone and kind of floated away before I could catch it. Jack tried to swim after it, but he just made it worse and it floated even farther away. I'm not sure, but I think he may have done that on purpose, because when he swam back to me, he came up really close and backed me up to the wall at the shallow end and put his hands on my tits and started squeezing them and mauling them. And then he bent his head down and started lathing my nipple with his tongue and then taking it into his mouth and sucking on it, sucking so hard that I was getting tingles in my cunt. You know how I get when you suck my tits, baby. And all the while, my sister was just a few feet away, napping. Then he started to kiss my neck and worked his way up to my mouth. And he told me to open my mouth for him so he could kiss me properly. And honey, I'm sorry, but I just couldn't help myself. I opened my mouth for him and let him stick his tongue inside. And then we played dueling tongues. And then he tried to stick his tongue down my throat while he humped his crotch against my cunt mound. And you know how small and thin my bikini bottoms are. Well, somehow they got worked down off my hips and down my legs, and I don't know how, but somehow I stepped out of them. And so I was standing naked with my big tits and ass exposed to my sister's boyfriend. And then I felt his fingers touching my cunt, fingering my gash. And honey, I was all wet for him. Even in the water, my juices were flowing. And then I felt his finger push up inside my snatch. And he was finger fucking me right there, right in the pool, with his girlfriend, my sister, not more than 5 feet away, still napping. He told me how much he loved my big tits and how my fuckhole felt bigger than my sister's and how he wanted to fuck me, how much he needed to fuck me to feel a woman's cunt wall surround his cock as he thrust deep inside her, and how it'd been so long for him, at least a couple of months, since he'd had a woman take his whole cock inside her, and how he really loved my sister and loved fucking her mouth, especially when she gagged on his cock and he was able to get it all the way down her throat, and how good it felt when he fucked her throat. But now he needed something more, and he wondered if I'd ever thought about cheating on my husband. You still there, baby? Are you okay? I keep hearing moans. Boy, that leg cramp must really be bothering you something fierce. I'll stop talking if you want to go get a muscle relaxant. I got some packed in your shaving kit. Oh, okay. Then I'll tell you what happened next. I told Jack that I'd never cheated before, but I'd seen his cock last night when he'd gotten out of the pool and how big it looked, just hanging halfway down his leg, and how I'd always been curious what it would be like to fuck a guy with a big cock, to feel it in my mouth and between my tits. And so I said I would love for him to fuck me, but it could only be a one-time thing, as I was a loyal wife to you, baby, and you know I am. So we got out of the pool and went to the bedroom, the one you and I share, honey. And seeing as how I was already naked, all Jack had to do was strip off his swimming trunks, and there it was, baby, his big, beautiful, long, thick, hard, swollen cock. And I swear to God, baby, it was twice as big as yours, even still soft. Then he told me to get on the bed. He wanted to eat me, and you know how much I love that. And so while I was scooting down to the edge of the bed and I raised my legs up over my shoulders, he was stroking his monster cock watching me, watching my big tits jiggle, my nipples all hard and puckered up from the cold water. Then he knelt down on the floor between my legs and started lathing my gash with his tongue. And honey, he has a really big, wide tongue, too. I was already pretty wet, but he just went right at it and ate me like a starving man. And I could see his left hand moving, too, while he ate me. He was stroking his cock. And then he made his tongue all stiff and tongue-fucked me, sticking his tongue up my fuck hole, in and out, while he rubbed my clit with his right hand. And while he was doing that, I was finally my big tits and sucking my own nipples. And baby, you know how much it takes me forever to come. Well, he had me coming on his tongue in no time. I was that aroused and turned on. Then he told me to turn around and hang my head down off the edge of the bed. He wanted to feel my mouth around his cock. He wanted to see if I could take his big, swollen cock all the way down my throat like my sister could. Honey, you still there? Okay, good. I was getting worried because I hadn't heard anything. You know how I don't exactly like sucking cock, even yours. Well, I couldn't wait to feel his cock in my mouth. So I hung my head on off the edge of the bed so he had the perfect angle. And then I opened my mouth and he diddled around for a few seconds, rubbing his big, leaking, wet cock head all over my face, getting my face all wet with his pre-cum, and then rubbing his tip against my lips, sticking just the tip in my mouth, real quick-like, teasing me with it, and then he pushed his cock in my mouth for real. But I could only take just the tip of it. His mushroom head was so big. Then he took his cock out and kissed me on the mouth, and he told me to open my mouth wide as I could, and so I did, and he took his shaft and fed me his cock again, inch by inch, until he reached the back of my mouth and his tip was touching my tonsils, and it made me gag, honey. It was so big, I was choking on it. So then he took his cock out. He'd only gotten about 3 or 4 inches in anyway, and he said, that's enough. He really wanted to fuck my cunt anyway. So I scooted back up the bed and put my head on the pillow so I could watch him as he got between my spread legs. He told me to look down at him, positioned between my legs. He wanted me to see him rub his huge cock up and down my wet gash. And then he laid his big mushroom head right there, right at the entrance to my fuck hole. And he told me he wanted to see my eyes as he entered me. So I looked him in the eye as I felt him push his cock inside. And honey, let me tell you, it was a tight fit. He had to push it in an inch at a time, waiting for me to get used to his thickness. And all the time, me moaning that his cock was too big. It wasn't going to fit. It hurt. And he just said he would make it fit. And then he gave a big, mighty shove and thrust it all the way inside me in one forceful plunge. I'm afraid I screamed a little bit then because he was so big and it hurt to take his cock in my snatch. But he just lay down over me on top of me and started sucking in my big nipples as he scooted his hands underneath me and grabbed my ass and cupped my cheeks as he fucked his big, thick, swollen cock all the way up my snatch. And honey, he was so big, he was hitting my cervix. It hurt at first, and I could see my belly bulge out every time he pushed in. Oh, and then he started talking dirty to me, asking me if I'd ever had a cock that big before, asking me if his cock was bigger than yours, and how it felt to be taken by a man with such a big cock, and could I feel him all the way up inside me? Did I want him to stop? And how he wanted me to come on his cock, how he wanted to fill my snatch full of his spunk. I told him, no, don't stop. Keep plowing my snatch. I think I'm getting used to your big, thick size now. It doesn't hurt as much when you thrust your big, thick cock inside me like it did at the beginning. It's starting to feel good to me now. Really good. And so he continued to pound my cunt, fucking his cock in and out of me and telling me how tight my cunt was around his thick cock and how he loved looking down and watching his cock thrust inside my cunt hole, taking every inch he had, telling me how good it felt to be able to fuck a woman's tight snatch again, how blowjobs are great but not as satisfying as fucking a woman's cunt, feeling her pussy walls surround his man meat, feeling her wet juices flowing for him, making him want to fuck his cock as far inside me as he could. I told him he couldn't come inside me, that it was a bad time of the month for me, and how I was probably very fertile right now, and how you and I had been trying to make a baby, and so he promised he wouldn't come inside me. Then he told me to wrap my arms around my tits and hold them together. He wanted to see them shake and jiggle as he fucked me, and how he loved my big tits. And I told him he could come on my tits if he wanted to, that I would love to be covered with his cum. He told me he was close. I told him that I was going to come again. And he said he wanted me to come at his cock as he was fucking me. And so I said, fuck me deeper. I wanted all of his cock inside me. I wanted him balls deep. And then I raised my hips and I wrapped my legs around his waist and I humped my clit tight against his shaft as he fucked me balls deep. And then I said, I was coming. I was coming on his cock, and he said he was too, and then I felt him swell up and get bigger and thicker, and then I felt him squirt his spunk inside my cunt. Oh, honey, there was so much cum, too. He squirted 5 or 6 times, and then he collapsed on top of me, squishing my tits flat against his chest, his head nestled against my shoulder. And that's when I remembered. Honey, he came inside me. He shot his big load of jizz inside my fertile cunt, and he did it right on our marriage bed, too. I felt his cock shrink and fall out, and then I felt his cum slowly seep out of me and run down my ass crack. Honey, there was so much cum. I crawled out of bed so I could get to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and push his seed out of me, some of it running down my leg on the way. But there was just so much. I don't think I got it all out. And then I got cleaned up a little bit, and I went back to bed. He was still there, dozing. And I took the opportunity to get a good look at his cock. And honey, even though he was all soft, his cock was so much bigger than yours. And I had this urge to lick the cum off his cock and my cunt cream. And so I started to lick and slurp on his manly member. And pretty soon his cock came to life again and got all big and hard and swollen. And I just couldn't help myself, honey. I crawled on top of his big body and I impaled my snatch on his hard cock that was standing straight out from his body. And I rode him cowgirl style, grinding my clit against his shaft, leaning down and dangling my big, huge jugs at his face, teasing his lips with my hard nipples. Then I sat back up and he grabbed and squeezed my big tits while I rode his cock. And it was fabulous, honey. His cock felt even bigger inside me in this position. I felt so full. I knew I was going to be sore and walk funny afterwards, but I was getting used to his size by now. And I was loosening up inside, so it didn't hurt anymore to fuck him. And then I reminded him that he had to pull out this time for sure. And he promised me he would. But his cock felt so good inside me, baby. And while I was grinding my clit against his shaft, oh God, it felt so good. I came on his cock again, and my pulsating contraction squeezed his cock so good that he came inside me again, too. He tried to pull out, but I was sitting on him, and I was riding my own climax, and I didn't care if he came inside me or not. I just wanted to come on his cock again, and it was so good, baby. I'm not boring you, am I? I mean, I hear you breathing so hard, baby, like you're panting or something. Did you like hearing me tell you about my sister's boyfriend and how I fucked him and how he drove his big cock inside my fuckhole and pounded me and plowed my cunt? Huh? Did you like hearing about how another man fucked your wife on our marriage bed and he came inside me, shooting his baby batter deep inside your wife's fertile cunt? Honey? Honey? You gonna come for me, baby? Huh? You gonna shoot your seed for me, baby, just like he did? You wanna come deep inside my cunt, too? Huh, baby? Yeah. And maybe when you come home, you can watch him fuck me. Would you like that, baby? Watch another man fuck your own wife right there on our marriage bed. And maybe you could fuck my sister while you were watching. Her snatch is tighter than mine, just right for your smaller cock. And I know how much you love her big tits. You could fuck her tits and her mouth as you watch Jack fucking me. Would you like that, baby? Seeing his big, huge, thick, swollen cock penetrate your wife's cunt as you fuck my sister and maul her big tits. You close, baby? You gonna come for me? Huh? Do it. Come for me, baby. Yeah, yeah, come for me. Shoot your jizz, baby. Yeah, come for me. Shoot it deep inside me, just like Jack did. Yeah, that's it. That's the way. I hear you coming. Yeah, yeah. Give it to me. Yeah, yeah. Should you come inside me? Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. I heard you. I heard you should you come. And there is so much come. I bet you got it all over yourself, didn't you? I love you too, sweetheart. Tomorrow? Maybe. I don't know. I might be busy with Jack again. But I'll call you anyway, okay? Yeah, I will. Good night, sweetheart.